Here are today's top stories. Donald Trump and Paul Ryan hugged it out today. But the big question, did they spoon? Are they still texting? How long should the Speaker of the House wait until he calls for a second date? And who pays? And what should the Donald wear? Oh man, courting the RNC is so hard these days. The GOP House won a big victory today as the court struck down a key part of the Obamacare subsidies. I don't know much about what this means for health care coverage, but I do know that the GOP House has brought this up hundreds of times over the past 7 years, so I'm guessing that the victory party tonight in D.C. is going to be huge. But hold your horses. The Washington Post reports this may not stand appeal, since it's the first time in history that the legislative branch has sued the executive branch. Yeah, I guess the forefathers didn't really think that would ever happen. What if the Congress wants to sue the president? And how many slaves is too many slaves? Yeah. The Rio Summer Olympics are almost here, but they'll have to go on without the Brazilian president. She was impeached today on corruption charges. The man who orchestrated the impeachment is also facing corruption charges. Just think, this could have been our 2016 Olympics. Corruption? Come on. We just called it a regular Tuesday. A new study says that Chicago area kids who have means are isolated from those who do not. So essentially, rich kids don't usually hang out with the poor kids. And the best part, somebody actually got paid for that study to happen. Here's a better study for you. Did you know that Advil may numb your pain, but did you know that it also can numb your kindness? What? Yes, that's an actual side effect. Not only can you get stomach pains and maybe nausea, but you can also be a jerk. Oh, great. I popped that stuff like candy. But you know what? Who asked you, you miserable piece of human garbage? Why do you listen? Sorry, I blacked out. What did I say? In weather, started from the bottom, now we're here. Wow, beautiful out till it rains tomorrow. In sports, both the Cubs and the Sox are off today. The Sox go to New York to take on the Yankees, and the Cubs host the Pirates for a big weekend series. The Cubs quietly lost 2 of 3 from the Padres, and the Sox also lost the series in Texas. So what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Todd Frazier should be back for the game in New York. The Sox third baseman hit his mouth on the arm of a chair when jumping for a foul ball. He said he could put his tongue through the hole in his lip. Yikes. Talk about some imagery there. Thanks, Todd. And on the Cubs side, we have nothing to report, so why not talk contract unrest? Does that work? Yeah, that works. Arrieta wants a max deal. He won't give a hometown discount. I don't know about you, but the Cubs have like a trillion players who are on their rookie contracts, so you're going to have to pay for some of this talent. And if there's one player to pay, it's probably Jake Arrieta, right? You know what? Theo, pay up. Yeah, I'd be a good GM, see? Made a great decision right there. Just call me Lil Gar Foreman. Speaking of the NBA playoffs tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder look to close out the Spurs game 6. That'd be something else. And frankly, rob us of a great storyline, which has been hyped all season long. It was supposed to be the Spurs and the Warriors, right? But hey, that's sports. Durant and Westbrook versus the Warriors. That'd be a good 5-game series too. Also, the Heat and the Raptors have a game 7, and the Heat are without Luol Deng. What? Wait, Luol Deng missing a crucial playoff game? Oh, you know what? We don't know anything about that up here in Chicago. Speaking of Chicago rejects, Scott Skiles abruptly resigned as head coach of the Orlando Magic today. Is it me, or does it seem like Scott Skiles has like a wrestling singlet underneath his suit? Maybe he quit to get back into wrestling. Dying to put the headgear back on. And finally, the ABC show Nashville was canceled today after 4 seasons. The drama about country music stars in Nashville had its moments, but when it counted, they choked. They're just a I'm talking about their hockey team, not their TV show. Nashville Predators. What a joke. I mean, Nashville was still canceled. Well, that's the carryout for May 12, 2016. Hey, we're trying to be more environmentally friendly around here, so can we just feed your food to you right here? Yep, open up. There you go. Yeah, just eat like a bird.